Our gospel reading this morning and our first reading this morning are love stories. Each is a love story. But the question is, will the ending be glorious or will the ending be tragic? The name of my sermon this morning is, "It is by grace that you have been saved." So if we go back to our first reading in Ephesians, we look at chapter 2, verse 8. "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is a gift from God." You see, God's grace is part of God's covenant with us. And in the first 3 weeks of our Lenten lectionary readings, they reminded us, of God's covenant relationship with us through covenants with Noah, with Abraham, with Moses. Well, here's what the Christian author C.S. Lewis has to say about God's love and God's covenant relationship with us. His words: "God, who needs nothing, God, who needs nothing, loves into existence wholly superfluous creatures in order that he may love and perfect them." We are those wholly superfluous creatures that God loves and perfects. And so our glorious love story is in verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall have eternal life." Martin Luther was so taken with verse 16 that he called it the gospel in a nutshell. But then again, we also have our tragic love story. Verse 18 and 19, "But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. And this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light." So, glorious love story or tragic love story? Believe in Jesus or stand condemned for all eternity? This is the good news. Dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Speak through me, use me, so the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, may bring the glorious love that you have for us into the minds and hearts of the people who are listening, your beloved worshiping community, with more clarity and more grace. And I pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. So, the good news of salvation: glorious love story or tragic love story? Is it really by grace that we have been saved? So, our gospel reading this morning from the Gospel of John is challenging. And Professor Raymond Brown acknowledges this about John's gospel. Here's what he says: "The readers of John's gospel must encounter Jesus and be challenged by him. So they are led to perceive God's ways rather than fitting Jesus into their own preconceived ideas. That's ringing a bell. Encounter Jesus, be challenged by him. This was reminding me of the Pharisees and all of their encounters with Jesus and how they tried relentlessly to fit Jesus into their own preconceived ideas. It doesn't work. So let's go to the challenging part of verse 18, the verse that says, "But whoever does not believe stands condemned." It's probably not a verse you want to read while you're eating your breakfast. But please understand this about John's gospel. This condemnation is not God's punishment. This is not condemnation, it's God's punishment towards us. But this is ourselves condemning ourselves in crisis. Now, the Greek word crisis is spelled like ours, except with a K, K-R-I-S-I-S. Oh, had a crisis for a second. Okay. And this word Greek crisis, it means a turning point in a disease, a moment when the patient could get better or could get worse. And so the condemnation that John's gospel is talking about, the crisis happens at that turning point in our lives when we make a choice. Do we turn towards the light with Jesus, or do we turn towards the world, the darkness? We stand condemned, we stand in crisis by our own actions, not by God coming down and judging us. Because it truly is by grace that we have been saved. But it's also true that there is continually darkness pushing into the light, trying to push into the light. And this darkness pushing into the light sets up an extraordinary drama. And it's been going on for thousands of years and will continue. Good versus evil, dark versus light. Painters during the Renaissance tried to capture some of this drama. And as they were painting, they developed a technique called chiaroscuro, which probably sounds like Hungarian, but is actually Italian. Chiaroscuro, which means chiaro, meaning light, and scuro, meaning dark. And chiaroscuro, as a painting technique, is when the painter uses light flowing around the dark, pushing against the dark, moving into the dark. And when you do this in a painting, this contrast, this light, dark, it adds definition, it adds depth, and it adds drama. Now, I can't tell you exactly what the Renaissance painters were thinking when they did this technique, but I can tell you what my wife Sarah does and thinks. She uses chiaroscuro in her paintings. And Sarah paints with oil. And oil is a medium that dries very, very, very slowly. And so when Sarah is pushing light into dark, she does this when the pigments are wet. Painting wet into wet is extraordinarily difficult. And if she's not careful, she can get the wet into wet, the light against the dark, going into just some kind of mushy shade of gray. But she does an astonishing job of it. And when she pushes light into dark, light flowing into dark, light around dark, her paintings have a depth and a drama and a way of just pulling you in and uplifting you. Which is what God's light wants to do for us. God is putting his light into the world his son, Jesus. So the light and love of Jesus can come up against us, push into us, flow around us. So we can gain definition, so we can gain depth, so we can live into our calling as beloved children of God. Jesus coming into our world is bringing light into the dark. And if I say Jesus coming into our world is bringing light into the dark, does that remind you of a different book in the Bible? Perhaps the book of Genesis? Because the world was created when God brought light into the dark. God's bringing light into the dark and creating the world, Creator God, was God's love creating and lifting and shaping and giving the gift of life to the entire world. And now we have Son God bringing his light and love into the world, lifting, creating, shaping us into being who he calls us to be. So yes, it is by grace that we have been saved. And grace is God's gift to us, unearned, but given freely. And grace is part of God's covenantal relationship with us, from Noah to Abraham, through Moses, and into Jesus and us. So yeah, John's gospel is challenging. It's difficult to read the glorious love story and then have the tragic love story come right in after it. But you see, Jesus coming into the world challenges us by contrasting. It's all about the contrast, the light, the dark, salvation or condemnation, belief or non-belief, connection, relationship, or separation. Coming into the light or staying in the dark. Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, we are continually challenged to push into the light. And by light, I mean God's grace, love, connection. But we're also called to take that and push it into the dark parts of this world. People's pain, people's suffering, people's separation from God. We are called to be light bearers in this world. So all the people that we meet, all the people in our community, all the people virtually and in our sanctuary, all the people understand that it is by grace that you have been saved here and now. And Reverend Dr. Gail O'Day has this beautiful understanding of eternal life. And I had not realized this quite perspective until I read her words. Her words. Eternal life does not mean the endless duration of existence, but it is a way of describing life as lived in the unending presence of God, even in the here and now. Dr. O'Day goes on, the choice of whether to love God or not is our choice, but only because God first so loved the world. So, beloved worshiping community, our season of Lent reminds us of God's light and grace and love, and reforms us, reshapes us in God's grace, light, and love. And especially this year, we need to be reminded and we need to be reformed as we have been challenged by the pandemic. And as we are being challenged again by our upcoming reopening and renewal of in-person worship. So Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, let us always seek to share the light of the great love that God brought into this world through his Son, Jesus. As we remember and celebrate what is, no question, a glorious love story. And let me remind you of how glorious the love story that God offers us is. I want to close with the words of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8. You've heard these words before, but please listen again with new ears at how glorious God's love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And this description of this glorious love is the story of God sending his only Son into our world. And so, as we continue as a beloved worshiping community on our journey towards the cross, we give thanks for God's great light and love and grace. And we pray all of this in the most wonderful gift our world has ever received. We pray this in the name of his Son, Jesus. Amen.